now serving F27 at DMV window number 16.
Okay, Rose, we're second in line. Perfect, Rose. You remembered the birth certificate? Yes, and we have our electric bill. Excellent. We'll be Real ID ready in no time. Real ID ready to visit our grandson, Ricky, at Fort Bragg, then fly to New Orleans for Jazz Fest.
Pardon me, are you talking to yourself?
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I am.
Talk yourself into Real ID readiness by May 3rd, 2023. Make a plan at dhs.gov/realid.
The Oracle Network.
Due to the mature content of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Tuning back into The Depth of Darkness, the podcast that dives deep into all things dark and wrong in this world. We're your hosts, as always. I'm Mandy.
And I'm retired Major Hugh Jazz, coming at you. In your face!
As expected.
Yeah.
You always come through for us, Hugh. You always do.
As
it
needed.
It gets even better each time. Yeah, as needed and as expected and as hoped for.
Yeah, hoped for. There you go.
Yeah. I'm sure some people hope for it. They dream of it.
Yeah, some people don't. Some people start changing the channel right about now.
They're like, nope, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everyone. So today we'll be discussing one of my personal favorite legends. Last week we did Hughes, Mothman, and this week we're doing mine, which is the eerie Navajo belief of the notorious Skinwalker. Yeah. So if you aren't too familiar with skinwalkers, then buckle up, because it's a wild ride of creepy goodness. I hope you're ready for it. It is creepy. It really is. It was actually something recommended a while back by my friend Cass. Howdy, Cass. How's it going? Hope you're doing good. And she said ever since she heard about skinwalkers, it just terrified the crap out of her. So I'm like, yeah, let's talk about them. Let's do it.
Sure.
So let's first venture over to RiverCityGhost.com to give you just a little history lesson on what skinwalkers are, or at least, you know, what they're theorized to be, what people believe them to be. So, according to RiverCityGhost.com, in an article titled, "The Terror of the Skinwalker, the Native American Boogeyman," it was posted by Blogger and River City Ghosts. That's all it says. So that's all the credit
Blogger.
I'm giving. Yeah, Blogger.
Yeah.
Blogger.
That's all they need.
Yeah. America is a hodgepodge of cultures, traditions, folklore tales, and nasty critters of the deep. We simply love to collect monsters and boogeymen from other regions. This great plain of a country, a blank slate if you like, had an ingrained quality that most other religions lacked. So it is religions. I read it right the first time. Right? So confused. They keep changing the word. That's probably why they didn't include their name. They just put it as Blogger because they didn't...
Yeah. They're feel embarrassed.
Like, yeah, they didn't feel like correcting anything, so it just is bleh. It's word vomit. Anyways, going back, what was I saying? There wasn't an all-encompassing religious dogmatic belief. Not a single one of a kind deistic system. Not only that, but most natives had separate governmental authorities? What is the authorities? Authorocracies? What the hell does that mean? Have you heard of that word before? Am I a dumbass?
Autochthonous?
Autocracies?
I think that's the name they just made up to try and sound intelligent.
Separate governmental autocracies. Alrighty. Blogger, you got me. Each tribe had their own gods, their own trade unions, their own political echelon. There was no empire. No Ottomans, no Brits, no Spaniards, nothing. Just small, roaming, sometimes nomadic people. Then, when the Europeans came in with a free-for-all, it was a free-for-all. Monarchy and every... I'm just going all over the place. This article's weirdly... Yeah. Weird, no grammar etiquette whatsoever. It's just all smushed together. America was split into bite-sized bits of monarchy, and everyone, plus their grandmother, had a stake in it. The Dutch, the French, the Brits, the Spaniards, and each and every one of them brought along their traditions and folklore beliefs. I believe it's beliefs, not believes. Stupid blogger.
Yeah. It's getting better and better.
God. Can you see why we chose this one, everybody? So you can just poke fun at the
Stay tuned, writing. Folks.
Yeah. Beep. No. Yeah, just granulated, what is that called? TV static. Just go to the next channel. Over time, things sort of melted together, and even better, we started having here he goes with bad words that I don't understand.
Autochthonous
stories and tall tales. Paul Bunyan. Old Stormalong, La Llorona, the Loveland Frogman, the Luska, everything Lovecraft penned up. Nonetheless, the old tales remained. They appeared and became culturally relevant in modern times. And one of those, even in a bastardized form, was the Navajo's big nasty boogeyman, the Skinwalker. Well, that was long. Let's get into it. That's actually what he wrote. Or she.
You bet. What is the Skinwalker? Many of you think I'm thinking skin fluter, but that's not what it is. It's the Skinwalker.
Yeah.
The Skinwalker is an ancient Native American legend that takes on various forms across tribes. In Navajo lore, the Skinwalker, is kind of a wicked sorcerer who can transform into, occupy, or disguise themselves as an animal.
What? Yeah.
The myth behind this shape-shifting being, known as the Skinwalker, has mostly been consigned to the label of either hoax, too much peyote, or simply oral traditions transfixed to a culture's belief.
Can I get some of that peyote?
Once again, the skin fluter.
Yeah.
The Navajo Skinwalker nevertheless has deep roots in Aboriginal American folklore. Other tribes throughout the region also have their own version of the Skinwalker. The Pueblo people, Apache, and Hopi all have their own unique interpretation of what a Skinwalker might be.
In other words, the Skinwalker.
Yeah.
All right. Going on to the next portion of this very long article, theories on what a Skinwalker might be. Some customs hold tight to the belief. God, he put the wrong word again. I want to slap this
Believe.
Believe.
That one's just believe. Yeah.
The believe that skinwalkers are produced when a medicine man abuses magic for evil. When they corrupt the natural order of things. The medicine man, now an entity for evil, becomes a Sith Lord. He or she is given awesome powers by the pollution. Okay. These powers differ from tradition to tradition. That's a tongue twister for me. The few things this malicious transformation does have through all tribes, and the Sith Lords now command over another beast, their ability to turn into different animals and their capacity
shapeshift.
And their capacity to possess other people from their tribe. Cool. In other traditions, a person, man, woman, or child, becomes a skinwalker when they perform any kind of deep-seated taboo, similar to the Wendigo curse. Finally, yet another theory, one that's tied up to creation myths, states that skinwalkers were once the helpers of divine beings. In Navajo stories, the Naglashi were agents for the holy people when they were first training humans in the blessing way. Is this actually Native American beliefs here, or is this guy just kind of making stuff up?
I couldn't tell you.
I don't know. But a few decided to stay behind. Their greed and desire to stay in the mortal plane corrupted the power the holy people gave them and transformed them into malicious semi-divine beings. Whoa.
Yeah.
Some tribes differentiate between Nagalushis and Skinwalkers. The former the Native American equivalent of fallen angels, while the latter a mortal with a gift from black magic.
Oh.
That's fun. It's a fun little tall tale.
How to kill a skin fluter walker.
Yes!
They are reportedly near impossible to kill. Some traditions state a bullet, knife, or spear dipped in white ash might be able to kill a skinwalker.
Can't get another might. Oh, man.
Yeah. Might.
All right. He who must not be named. The next part of this article. Just like Voldemort and Fight Club, you do not talk about skinwalkers, damn it. Don't talk about them, okay? Stop it.
But, yeah, stop. Shut your mouth.
Shut up, bitch. Nah, we're going to do it anyway. Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Talk about Shaft. Well, we could do...
What? What?
I don't know what that
just
means.
Just here breaking out into weird lingos here.
Yeah,
I'm putting my neck on the line
music.
Just writing about them. Widespread belief in tribal custom warns that talking about wicked beings is not only bad luck, but somehow calls out to them and makes their appearance all the more likely. Think Beetlejuice. Skinwalker, skinwalker, skinwalker! There, I just cursed y'all. What do you think about that? Yeah, that's right. Given that caveat, little, if anything, is really known about the skinwalker. The Navajo are staunchly hesitant to discuss their boogeyman with outsiders. Even amongst each other, the subject is considered taboo.
Yeah.
And here's a little quote for you. What happens when Rowling pulls this in is we as Native people are now opened up to a barrage of questions about these beliefs and traditions, but these are not things that need or should be discussed by outsiders. Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
How do we know about it then? I mean, somebody must have spilled the beans at some point.
Somebody talked.
Yeah. Dick. Now you cursed us all. Now we're all going to have bad juju. But, all right. Native American writer and historian Adrian Keene explained on J.K. Rowling's or other pop culture phenomenons like Supernatural or Grimm, those are shows, that employ of similar entities in their narratives have the affected indigenous people who believed in the skinwalker. There are many...
Affected, I would think. I think the is a word that shouldn't be in that sentence, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm just reading it as it is, and it's awful.
Right. I'm helping out the people at home.
Yeah, they're like, what? There are many anecdotes about skinwalkers online, particularly in Reddit. Oh, I love Reddit. Love it.
Yeah.
These occurrences usually transpire on Native American reservations and are supposedly only interrupted by the blessings of a medicine man. The descriptions of the being are essentially always the same. A four-legged brute face and orange-red gleaming eyes. Those who have seen a skinwalker also stated that they were fast and made fiendish cries. Ugh. So it's kind of like like the screaming banshee mixed with...
except for the four legs part.
I mean, it could be a person hunched over. You know what it made me think of is back when you were telling me about your friend who saw... We were talking about Bigfoot, big-ass Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And you were saying that he said he thought he saw it. Maybe that's what he saw. Maybe he actually saw...
No, I think he's... We're talking about a guy who's like 50-some years old. He knows all the... he knows all the different, traditions and myths and all that. And he was pretty sure what he saw. So
dead set on Bigfoot.
Yeah.
If you ever talk to him, ask him if he ever saw a skinwalker. That would be a fascinating story time. Really. Totally would.
Maybe I'll just do that.
Maybe you should.
Skinwalker Ranch.
Skinwalker Ranch.
I believe that's in Nevada.
Sounds kinky. Sounds kinky.
Skinwalker Ranch, also known as Sherman Ranch, is a business located on around 512 acres, 207 hectares, in parentheses, southeast of Ballard, Utah. It is thought to be the site of countless paranormal incidents and UFO-related activities. The land, many believe, is cursed, perhaps even inhabited, of a skinwalker.
Just one.
Not
There's
by a skinwalker, but of a skinwalker. Some of the things that have occurred on the property include... Terry Sherman, the owner of the property, way back in 1996, was walking his dogs around the farm late one night when he came upon a wolf. A wolf three times the size of a normal lupine with glowing red eyes and a mean streak. Terry shot the thing with a rifle at close range, like throwing pebbles at a wolverine's skeleton. What?
This makes perfect
cattle mutilations, crop circles, and UFO sightings at least once a week. One of the cattle was found with a hole cut in the center of its left eyeball. Another had its rectum cut out. Talk about your fun. Then one day, seven cows disappeared. If it's snow, it's hard for 1,200 or 1,400 pound animal to just walk off without leaving tracks or to stop and walk backwards completely and never miss their tracks.
People are probably like, what the F
The thing
you?
That spooked Terry the most made him sell off his property were the voices. Terry Sherman heard voices while walking his dog. Sherman described the sound spoke in a language he didn't understand. They seemed to come with the wind and out of the darkness. He felt as they were invoking something. The ranch was sold to a UFO fanatic in the Las Vegas realtor, Robert Bigelow, for $200,000 in 1996.
Right. It's in Nevada.
Yeah, see, I told you there was something wrong with this story.
Some kinky strip club in Nevada.
The man established the National Institute for Discovery Science, and the grounds put up abundant surveillance into the property. Things just got weirder.
Should I read? Because you're just rattling it off, and I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Yeah.
Bigelow sold the ranch later on to Adamantium.
Yeah.
Since taking over Skinwalker Ranch, the Steely Company has introduced all manner of surveillance equipment all over the property.
Yeah.
Cameras, alarm system, infrared, etc. Paranormal events are commonplace.
Ooh.
I take my truck up the road, and as I start to get closer, I start to get really scared. Just this feeling that takes over, then I hear this voice, as clear as you and me talking right now, that says, "Stop. Turn around." I lean out the window with my spotlight and start searching around.
Nothing. Oh,
Thomas Winterton, interviewed by Vice. Winterton, along with several employees, was hospitalized after experiencing severe skin inflammation and nausea while working on the ranch. To this day, there hasn't been a clear medical diagnosis for what happened to them. It sounds like he needs a shot of, penicillin or something.
Something.
Skinwalker.
Got a little reaction.
Just saying.
Yeah, a little reaction
yeah.
to the Skinwalker.
Yeah.
Skinwalker.
Got to be careful on that ranch.
Yeah. Got to keep it clean. Keep it kosher, you know.
What?
Wrap that thing up.
Keep it in your pants.
Oh, damn it. Alrighty, and that concludes the wonderfully written letter by Blogger on RiverCityGhost.com. Links down below.
Yeah, thank God.
Take a peek. You know, to see how beautifully written it was. I'm sure you do.
Yeah, sure you do.
So now that we've dived all kinds of deep into the creepy legend of Skinwalkers, let's dive even deeper into those closing statements. Whee!
Bah!
If you love our show and want to help support the dark cause, then please consider leaving us a rating and review on Apple iTunes. Or, you know, or wherever else you can leave that review. Much appreciated. Your reviews You're are what helps our show get noticed more easily and helps other listeners find our show a bit more quickly. By leaving a 5-star review, you'll also get one of our awesome... Come on, you guys know it's awesome. You know you want one. One of our stickers. A Depth of Darkness stickers. Can you just imagine? And Huge Ass, he committed to it. He will give it a little extra flavor and fragrance, if so.
Got some flavor.
Yeah, some extra diddlies. All you gotta do is send us a screenshot of your review, let us know where to send it. Bam, you got yourself an awesome Depth of Darkness sticker.
Awesome.
Some scent action. So yeah, you get some free stickers. Go on and get on it. And to top that
off... Whatever that means.
Go on and get on it. And to top that off, if you really love the pod and want to shower us with even more dark love, then consider joining us over on our Patreon and becoming a member of our Dark Abyss. You'll not only get additional content each week, but you'll also get a ton of other incentives that are only exclusive to our patrons. So definitely give it a look. Tiers are affordable. It starts off at just $1 a month. Not going to break the bank. So I'm sure there's a tier that'll work for you. Give it a little peek. But with that said, that's all for this week's episode, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in to The Depth of Darkness. And until next time, bye.
Bye.
Been thinking about McDonald's all day. Can't get it off my mind. I can already taste it. Ooh, got my mind on my mouth and my mouth ready for some Mickey D's deal.
There's a deal for every moment at McDonald's.
Right now, get two of your favorites for just $3.50. Mix and match a classic McChicken, a hot and spicy McChicken, or a juicy McDouble. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Been thinking about McDonald's all day. Can't get it off my mind. I can already taste it. Ooh, got my mind on my mouth and my mouth ready for some Mickey D's deal.
There's a deal for every moment at McDonald's.
Right now, get two of your favorites for just $3.50. Mix and match a classic McChicken, a hot and spicy McChicken, or a juicy McDouble. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Single item at regular price.